In 2015, Wyoming was the first state in the nation to pass a law allowing people to sell homemade food directly to consumers. The state legislature expanded the Food Freedom Act in 2017, and libertarians as well as food system activists have called it a win. But food safety regulations are still an obstacle for small producers who want to expand their businesses. Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder reports tackling that barrier has been one major theme in recent talks about diversifying agriculture in the state.
About 15 people are circled around a giant notepad at Casper College. They've already filled several pages and stuck them to the wall, and they're still brainstorming.
So, do we have any other big ideas for 20 years from now in agriculture?
Dina McDaniels of the Natrona County Farm Service Agency is leading a public discussion for agriculture and economic development enthusiasts. Three other groups like this one are spread across the top floor of the student union, and they're hoping to contribute recommendations to the economically needed diversity options for Wyoming or Endow Committee. As the group breaks for lunch, Agricultural Experiment Station Director John Tanaka tells me he's been pushing for one idea in particular.
I threw out this food innovation type center where it could be kind of a public-private partnership and do research and development for small businesses that really can't afford to have their own research and development divisions.
Tanaka's originally from Oregon and pretty familiar with a center that already exists in Portland. Researchers help business owners study things like taste, shelf life, and marketing. Powell Economic Partnership Director Christine Beckish is also interested in opening a food innovation center in Wyoming. She and some colleagues are planning to tour the Portland Center, and she's already visited one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
One of the things I can tell you after my trip to Milwaukee was, wow, from a food manufacturing perspective, Wyoming is in an infant stage.
Most of the agricultural products that are grown or raised in Wyoming are processed in other states. Wyoming has hardly any food processing facilities, and that means that manufacturing money is lost to the state. People here are talking about the need for in-state factories and more slaughterhouses. Beckish thinks an innovation center could get things moving. She says producers could share expensive equipment or just get information that will make it less risky to try new things. She says it could also pick up the slack for small business owners who don't have time to experiment.
They put on their HR hat. They put on their sales hat. They put on their R&D hat. They're wearing so many hats, and oftentimes research might be the one that gets put to the side.
But Beckish is looking for big businesses to help her pay for a center in the Bighorn Basin. Many of the food innovation centers around the country are partnerships between food corporations and four-year universities. Beckish says she's gotten interest from at least one private partner, but no formal commitments. Jamie Purcell of Wyoming Food for Thought Project, an organization fighting hunger in Casper, is working on a variation of this idea, a food hub for distribution, marketing, and processing.
A place for people who don't necessarily have the means to build like their own commercial processing facility to come and utilize it and be able to innovate their raw product into something that is then inspected and able to be sold to businesses.
Purcell runs Casper's Farmers Market, and she works with several people who, under Wyoming's Food Freedom Act, can sell goods like jam, eggs, and salsa on a really small scale.
So you have a lot of micro producers in Casper, at least, who are making some really great foods, growing some really great things, but because they don't have access to a commercial processing facility, they're not able to scale up.
Stores and restaurants can't use these foods unless they've been processed following certain rules in commercial kitchens, which cost thousands of dollars to build. Purcell sees these shared facilities as a way to make local food available in every neighborhood.
So you have people working in your community, going to shop at little corner grocery stores, buying locally made products. So all of this money just stays in your community and continues to cycle around and around.
Not everyone is focused on moving agriculture toward a hyper-local future. At the Endow Forum, people spent just as much time discussing how to market livestock internationally and how to recruit young farmers and ranchers, as well as suggesting commodities that may be promising, like hemp, hops, and goats. These participants are excited about the opportunities in Wyoming. Some ideas will take money and others legislation to become realities. For now, the public has shared a list of ideas with members of the Endow Committee who plan to give recommendations to the governor in August. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.